For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Two of President Trump's associates faced guilty verdicts in court, and the president is blasting the charges brought against his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. They stem from the special counsel investigation.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making improper campaign contributions in the form of hush money to two women who claimed to have affairs with the president. He said he coordinated the 2016 payment with candidate Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal say they had affairs with Trump, which he denies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Chris Watts, the Colorado man accused of killing his pregnant wife and two young daughters, has appeared in court. Watts says he and his wife were having an emotional discussion about separating when he went downstairs in their Frederick, Colorado home for just a moment. He went back upstairs and told investigators he saw on a baby monitor screen his wife actively strangling one of their daughters. The other already appeared to be dead, lying in bed. Watts says he went into a rage and strangled his wife, and then he hid the bodies on the property of his former employer. A suspect is being held on a federal immigration detainer in the death of a college student who went missing last month in Iowa. Investigators say a body believed to be that of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was found in a rural area. An autopsy is scheduled for Wednesday. Tibbetts was last seen on July 18th, jogging through the streets of Brooklyn, Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Ohio man who admitted wanting to work for the Islamic State has been sentenced to prison. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
He pleaded guilty to terror-related charges, and he's been handed 15 years in prison. Also, Marlon Hicks of Crown Point, Indiana, was sentenced to 3 years supervised release after his prison term. He pleaded guilty in 2016 to distributing information regarding the manufacture and use of explosives with the intent that the information be used for and in furtherance of a violent crime in the United States. Prosecutors say Hicks talked online with individuals who were cooperating with the government about carrying out a domestic attack. He also said he wanted to travel to Islamic State-controlled territory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A powerful 7.3 earthquake has struck Venezuela. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the earthquake in the coastal town of Arapa, with tremors felt 286 miles away in the capital of Caracas. I spoke to Rafael Abreu, a geologist at the USGS, who explained it's good news the quake was so deep.
The fact that it is pretty much at 100 kilometers in depth means that we're not looking at damage and impact as if it were shallower.
123 kilometers is about 76 miles deep into the earth. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.